today's episode, I'd like to talk about the TV show The Blood of Zeus. I've been watching, I don't know what episode this is. I'm going to go back and look at what episode 5. I'll probably be done with the show within 2 days. So far, it's a pretty good show. It's animation similar to Castlevania on Netflix. It's description, it's closer to the X-Men Marvel series. It has a reference in it. There's a sword that has the same material as in Wolverine's adamantium. So far, it's telling the story of a young man who was fathered by Zeus. Zeus is kind of a prick. I had to say that off the back. He's kind of a prick and a little bit of a rapist too, because he's had, it's any description they talk about Zeus, he's always a prick. So it's not surprising he comes off a prick in here too. But in this show, not to say too much about it, because anyone's watching the show, don't want to spoil it for them, but it is a pretty good show. So basically, the thing I'm just going to discuss is, you know, the animation is very good. It's very good style of animation. It's not Japanese animation, not over the top. It's good for Netflix. I mean, it's one of the good shows Netflix has. Netflix has a lot of nonsense on here. And I refuse to believe everyone's watching all these shows on Netflix, but this is a good show. They have other shows on here as well. They have Mindhunters. You know, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is actually a pretty good show as well. A lot of good series of television shows. You know, Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul in here. So both shows are good. I also have The Ozark is also a good show. So there's a lot of variety of shows here to watch. But this show here in particular is a very good show. And I think, for some reason, I don't know what it is, the sword, it looks like He-Man's sword. I don't know why. I don't know what, I made it by coincidence. A little bit He-Man slash, you know, Thundercats. But it's just coincidence. I don't think it means anything. But, I forgot my train of thought. Well, anyway, this show is worth watching. So please check it out. Today I'm starting my first episode in a hopefully experimental way of doing a podcast. I don't really have any, I guess, ideas at the moment, but hopefully I can conjure up something that can make an interesting podcast. Preferably I would most likely be talking about lots of horror movies and movies in general. Very little politics, because I'm not educated in those ways of politics, so I probably won't be talking about that, but hopefully I can come, but hopefully I can come up with some good ideas and prepare myself to create at least a competent podcast of some sorts. This is just a prototype at the moment. Hopefully get better over time. Today I'm starting my first episode in a hopefully experimental way of doing a podcast. I don't really have any, I guess, ideas at the moment, but hopefully I can conjure up something that can make an interesting podcast. Preferably I would most likely be talking about lots of horror movies and movies in general. Very little politics, because I'm not educated in those ways of politics, so I probably won't be talking about that, but hopefully I can come, but hopefully I can come up with some good ideas and preparing myself to create at least a competent podcast of some sorts. This is just a prototype at the moment. Hopefully get better over time. Today I'm starting my first episode in a hopefully experimental way of doing a podcast. I don't really have any, I guess, ideas at the moment, but hopefully I can conjure up something that can make it interesting podcast. Preferably, I would most likely be talking about lots of horror movies and movies in general. Very little politics, because I'm not educated in those ways of politics, so I probably won't be talking about that, but hopefully I can come, but hopefully I can come up with some good ideas and prepare myself to create at least a competent podcast of some sorts. This is just a prototype at the moment. Hopefully get better over time. Today's episode, I'd like to talk about the TV show The Blood of Zeus. I've been watching, I don't know what episode this is. I'm going to go back and look at what episode 5. I'll probably be done with the show within 2 days. So far, it's a pretty good show. It's animation similar to Castlevania on Netflix. It's description, it's closer to the X-Men Marvel series. It has a reference in it. There's a sword that has the same material as in Wolverine's adamantium. So far, it's telling the story of a young man who was fathered by Zeus. Zeus is kind of a prick. I had to say that off the back. He's kind of a prick and a little bit of a rapist too, because he's had, it's any description they talk about Zeus, he's always a prick. So it's not surprising he comes off a prick in here too. But in this show, not to say too much about it, because anyone's watching the show, don't want to spoil it for them, but it is a pretty good show. So basically the thing I'm just going to discuss is, you know, the animation is very good. It's very good style of animation. It's not Japanese animation, not over the top. It's good for Netflix. I mean, it's one of the good shows Netflix has. Netflix has a lot of nonsense on here, and I refuse to believe everyone's watching all these shows on Netflix, but this is a good show. They have other shows on here as well. They have Mindhunters. You know, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is actually a pretty good show as well. A lot of good series of television shows. You have Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul in here. So both shows are good. I also have The Ozark is also a good show. So there's a lot of variety of shows here to watch. But this show here in particular is a very good show. And I think, for some reason, I don't know what it is, the sword, it looks like He-Man's sword. I don't know why. I don't know what, I made it by coincidence. A little bit He-Man slash, you know, Thundercats. But it's just coincidence. I don't think it means anything. But, I forgot my train of thought. Well, anyway, this show is worth watching. So please check it out.